This is Chris Bleck on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. Thanks for listening to the Bleck and Abdallah podcast. It's presented by Coors Light. Stay inside and buy your Coors Light online. Find out how at get.coorslight.com. Coors Light, take time to chill.
From State Street and the First Midwest Bank Studio, this is WMVP Chicago, ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Bleck and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Bleck and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. We are here till 9 o'clock tonight to talk with you at 312-332-3776. Lots to do tonight, Abdallah. Big news earlier today when the Chicago Bulls met the media for the first time with their new fresh front office. And finally, to me, it feels like the Bulls are back on even playing field with the rest of the NBA. It feels like finally they are up to par with what we see from other franchises. The Raptors, the Heat, the Celtics, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Warriors, the Rockets. Those are all teams with elevated front offices that do a very good job each and every year. To me, it seems like finally the Chicago Bulls have a front office in place to compete on that type of level with the elite teams in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, you've got guys in Arturis Karnišević, and you've got, you know, the new GM in Mark Eversley. And Mark Eversley was a guy who was with the Raptors, player development assistant general manager with the Raptors. Then he goes to the Washington Wizards from there, and then to the Philadelphia Sixers, where the Bulls brought him over from. And it just looks like between Karnišević and Eversley, two guys who are in tune with what's going on in the league right now. Two guys that are passionate about basketball guys to the core, and guys who want to not just want to see the Bulls win, but want to win regardless, and want to bring this franchise into the modern NBA. You know, the Bulls were kind of lacking in areas, whether it was scouting, whether it was development, whether it's their health and fitness guys, whether it's, you know, their dietary guys, everything in those departments that would make the Bulls desirable to free agents. That's where they were lacking, the behind the scenes stuff that fans don't know about. And so now these two guys are going to put people in place to bring the Bulls back into the forefront of the NBA. And after watching all the stuff with The Last Dance and seeing how cool it was and how great it used to be a Bulls fan, and people that are younger than us know how cool it was to be a Bulls fans when they were good with Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah and that, and Tom Thibodeau and those guys as well, even with the Jimmy Butler years, it's still the name, the Bulls on the chest. As much as I don't like using the Jim Boylan, the name on the chest is cool, but the Bulls, the Chicago, the name on the chest needs to be cool again, and that's something that these guys are going to bring back to the NBA.
You know, something that I've kind of thought about as I've listened to the old front office speak over the course of the last 17, 20 years is that it seemed like the Bulls always thought themselves of the fact that they were the great franchise, and they are a great franchise based on the people that were in power at the time, and not necessarily because of Michael Jordan. And I think what was refreshing listening to Karnišević and Eversley talk today is that they know and they pay homage to the great Michael Jordan and what he was and what he brought to this franchise. It wasn't because the organization was ran better than everyone else that they won six titles. That's not why. Mm-hmm. The reason they won six titles was because Michael Jordan was there. So when you hear these two individuals who are now in power of this franchise to take them into the future, give back respect to Jordan and what they have seen in The Last Dance and everything that we are kind of having through all this time of no sports to kind of reflect back on how great this franchise was and where they can be in the future. To me, it is refreshing that it is not them taking credit anymore for us being such a great franchise. It is, look what we were back in the day. Let's get us back to that. Don't you kind of feel over the course of the last 17 years, there was a lot of the front office assuming that they were the reason why the franchise was so great in the past? Well, and it wasn't because it was Michael Jordan who was here playing his basketball. Think about it. Wherever Jordan would have landed, that team would have been great. That team probably would have won titles.
There's a lot of similarities between the front office the Bulls have had over the last few years and the front office that the Bulls had when Michael Jordan was there. You know, you see a lot of the coaches looking for the next guy when you have a guy who's already in place, who's established that the players like. You know, trying to think that you're bigger than the players on the team, right? So a lot of that goes into what the Bulls have put out there, and a lot of it also is, you know, the front office not the past few years going out and John Paxson and Gar Forman saying that the Bulls should sell themselves. No, that's not. You need to be the salesman. You need to be the guy out there. And Mark Eversley and Karnišević are going to be the ones that are out there, you know, trying to sell the Bulls and trying to convince people to come to the Bulls. And do, whether it's through trades or free agents or whatever, you have to make this franchise relevant again. I'm tired of the Bulls being a laughingstock of the NBA. I'm wearing my Bulls sweatshirt. People on Twitch, watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Wave. Hi. Hi, guys.
Good promo.
I'm just saying, you know, we got to get people on it. We got to get eyes on it.
No, I'm with you.
So to me, I want the Bulls to be cool again, because when the United Center is rocking, it's one of the best places to be in sports. And I want to see that again.
Yeah, absolutely. Arturs Karnišević spoke earlier today, the teleconference introducing Mark Eversley as the Bulls GM. Karnišević spoke, though, about the story about him calling Eversley while watching The Last Dance last Sunday. Here's the story.
So I wanted to just share with you the you know, the story from April 26th when we hired Mark. So after long process of series of interviews and background calls, we settled on Mark. Michael, then JJ Polk and Pat Conley got a chance to interview him as well. So after I hung up with Michael and agreeing that I would call him on Monday morning, I was watching The Last Dance, third and fourth episode. I was so emotional watching it that I was thinking, why do I have to wait until Monday? You know, let me check if he's up, you know. So he responds that he did not get a chance to watch it live. And now they're replaying it again on ESPN. So he's on his couch watching it. It's late, you know, it's around 1 a.m. Eastern time. So I'm doing the same. But now I'm calling him to offer the job while The Last Dance is in the background. So anyway, I thought it was a great moment for me, for Mark, for organization, when we agreed on a deal to make him general manager of the Chicago Bulls while watching that documentary.
So it's Karnišević earlier today on the teleconference. And Abdallah, so like I hear that. And I hear the conversations that they had about this franchise going into the future. And I just say to myself, you know, the one thing that it's felt throughout time is that the franchise has always, I think, looked at what took place with the six championships. And they understand that Jordan was the greatest player of all time, but they like to promote themselves. And the reason the six championships took place was because of the great organization the Chicago Bulls have. Well, finally, the people spoke in this season. Bulls fans were not happy. And if you have any doubt to why and how this took place and how the Bulls have a fresh new front office running things now, it's because people stopped going to games. People were outraged. They stopped showing up at the United Center. And finally, the people spoke and the Bulls responded. And thus, we have a new front office, and now we have a fresh way of looking at it, and it seems like they acknowledge that Jordan and the Bulls in the past, they were great, and we need to get this franchise back to that point.
I know it's I don't want to say if it's meatheadish or not to kind of be like, that was cool that he was watching the Bulls thing.
Yeah,
and it's
it was
like,
cool.
And
of
it's
course,
like, dude, you were watching the Bulls and everything. Like you're yes. Like, oh, it was awesome. You know what? You know what? Everybody's sitting around watching this right now. I want to call Mark Eversley and see if he wants to take this job right now. And he called him up and he wanted to take it. Like, to me, that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's Mark Eversley on the teleconference, his opening statement after being named the Bulls' new GM.
I am thrilled to join the Chicago Bulls family. Becoming a GM in the NBA is a dream come true. And to be in a leadership position with Arturs for this iconic franchise is an opportunity of a lifetime. We both come from successful programs, and we are going to establish a culture of winning in Chicago. Today's a dream come true for me. I would like to thank Michael Reinsdorf, the Reinsdorf family, and the entire Chicago Bulls organization for this incredible opportunity. Thank you, Arturs. It is a privilege to work with you, and I look forward to your partnership as we enter a new era of Bulls basketball together. To my friends and family in Canada, we've come a long way as a basketball country. Thank you for your outpouring of congratulations this week. I appreciate your support. Everything starts and ends with winning. We need to focus our culture and mindset to be about excellence day in and day out. I'm so excited to start this chapter. So Bulls fans, hear me when I say our ultimate goal is to bring an NBA championship back to the city of Chicago.
So that's Mark Eversley, new GM of the Chicago Bulls. That sounds good, right?
Yeah,
that's great. That's fantastic.
You
right?
won the press conference, man. Yeah, great. You won the press conference.
That means all of nothing.
No,
we've seen
that
time and time again in this city.
But there's, I know you're going to play it here in a second, but there's more about this guy, about Mark Eversley, that I like. The more I hear, the more I find out about his background, the more that, you know, you get to know this guy. Like, he's not just the hot name, right? He's someone who's ingrained in basketball from the jump. He's ingrained with the right people in basketball, which is super important when you're trying to convince guys to come to the city.
Eversley on how he will complement Arturs in his role as GM.
Going through the hiring process, you know, for me, getting to know Arturs and, you know, everything that he was about, you know, we definitely, like he said, we're basketball junkies. We love being in the gym. We love evaluating talent. We love growing teams. You know, I think, you know, my relationships is obviously something that I think I complement him well with. Again, my days at Nike and working for the teams that I've worked with, I think they're going to be a great complement to him and our staff, you know, moving forward. You know, in the teams that I've been with prior, we've always fostered healthy debate and communication. And, you know, after talking to our tourists, that's something that he welcomes. As long as you do it in a respectful way, I think, you know, you can do great things.
That's Mark Eversley, the new GM of the Chicago Bulls. There's a really good piece on the Undefeated right now. New Bulls general manager Mark Eversley makes history in Chicago by Mark Spears. Check out that piece because it talks about his professional career coming up through Nike, then getting a job in the NBA, and then bouncing around between the Raptors, the Wizards, and a couple other stops to then get his gig here with the Chicago Bulls. It's really worth your time to read. It's an extensive piece on the Undefeated by Mark Spears. It really lays out everything you need to know about Mark Eversley. And what you kind of mentioned, Abdallah, the nice thing to this is he is someone who has grinded. He is someone who has worked to get to where he's at. And I feel like that then leads to us as Bulls fans watching someone who's going to do the extra work to put the best product possible on the court.
You mentioned Nike. All the good guys play for Nike.
Yeah, they pretty much do.
All the best players. Look, you want to say Steph Curry for Under Armour? They're outliers. I get it. Kawhi for New Balance? I get it. They're outliers. But the majority of good players want to be a part of Nike and want to be a part of Jordan Brand. And whether you want to believe it or not, agents talk to these shoe companies. Agents then talk to their players. Agents then talk to teams. And it all runs through. The NBA is all shoes. The NBA is all shoes. And when it comes down to knowing these guys and being ingrained with these guys, that is the best way to get free agents to come to Chicago. Trust me, Nike would love a huge Nike guy to be in Chicago. And if you've got a guy who's connected, you can have that happen here.
Well, just think about how big it was for Adidas to have Derrick Rose here in the city.
Exactly.
That was a huge deal. And I mean, you could even look at Joakim Noah was a potential shoe star at one point as well when the Bulls were hot in the NBA. It didn't quite work out that way, but he was on the market. So Mark Eversley, what is his plan to get the Bulls back to winning? We hear from the new GM next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. It's Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
So what would master plan to get the Bulls back to being a winning team in the NBA. Mark Eversley, the new GM of the Chicago Bulls, that's his task, right? He is the one that needs to find the players and implement his own philosophy in finding, drafting, acquiring talent to make this a winning team in the NBA. There are a few pieces here that I think you could use going forward. But how would you go about it? Like, what would be step one? I think this next year, maybe the next year and a half, might be sit back and wait and try and figure out what we have while the cap space, while we allow guys like Otto Porter Jr. to come off the books, to try and figure out what you're going to do with Zach LaVine, and then kind of reshape what you have towards 2021, 2022, where you actually have legit cap space. Hope that your team at that point is competitive, playing for a coach that they like. Right? And then not only are they kind of a fun, competitive team, but at that point, you can assess the talent that you have. What do you have in Lauri Markkanen? What do you have in Chris Dunn? What do you have in Wendell Carter Jr.? The pieces that you have drafted here previously, the previous regime, if you figure out what they are, then you can kind of set your plan in motion and attack as you head into free agency in the next year and a half, the next year. When you kind of figure out who are the disgruntled superstars who are going to come available in free agency.
I think you have to start with the window dressing and then kind of move back, because you have to create the perception, right? Like, people in the league know that Karnišević and Mark Eversley are NBA guys or basketball guys, that they're going to try to do everything they can. They know that the culture here is going to be different. But your first move is going to have to be to find a way to clear cap space, addressing the talent that you have, whether it's you're going to keep Lauri Markkanen, whether you're going to look to move Lauri Markkanen, Wendell Carter, Zach LaVine, all those guys. You're going to have to decide what the future of those guys are, and then you got to fix the coach. I've been saying it since they hired Karnišević. Karnišević knows NBA people. NBA people know Mark Eversley. Mark Eversley and Karnišević know the NBA people, and the NBA people know that Boylan's a joke. You have to get him out. You have to.
Well,
you have to.
To me, that's the step you take before you even do any of the other window dressing. If the league comes down today and says that the rest of the NBA season's over, tomorrow you come out and you say, okay, we are firing Jim Boylan, the season's over, and we are now going to look for a new head coach whenever the NBA season resumes next year in 2021. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, the only reason they're not doing it right now is because there's the possibility that the league gets up and running again. There's a number that's out there. It's been reported multiple places. The Ringer has talked about it. Mark Stein's talked about it. Woj hasn't necessarily mentioned it, but 70 is the number that's out there where teams and the television partners, that's where they want to get to, where teams in the regular season complete 70 games.
Okay.
So wherever you are in your schedule, you get to 70, and that would be the end of the season. Mm-hmm. And then you head towards the playoffs. If they could ever figure out a bubble situation or whatever they're going to do to try and get NBA basketball up and playing. So I think right now the reason why they're not doing anything with Jim Boylan at this second is because if there is the possibility things pick back up and they do play 70 basketball games for the end of the regular season, you need a head coach. You can't implement a new head coach coming in here with a new staff, trying to finish out this bogus season, whatever you're going to do. And it's only bogus to the Bulls because they're not playing for anything, right?
Yeah, and everybody's kind of around 66, 67
right,
games.
Like, you're not far off.
So you're playing like 5 or 6 more games.
And that's why the number 70, I think, is interesting. That's been out there in multiple places, because that would then allow you to have, like, the work it through kind of games to get back, and then
you play the playoffs.
Then you get done with 70, you play the playoffs, and then boom, you move on to the next season.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, to me, the fact that they haven't commented on Jim Boylan's future or they haven't made a move yet isn't that big of a deal, because the season isn't technically over.
Does it matter? Like, do those 5 games matter? Like, the Bulls are 22-43.
No.
They've got 5 games.
It won't change their opinion on what to do.
Just let them go.
No, but they need someone to handle it. No, you don't. See what I'm saying? Like,
handle what? Handle what? Call timeouts? Called mistimed timeouts?
Well, I mean,
what does he do?
What's the point of implementing a new coaching staff with the players now?
You don't need a system. Just let them go play ball for five games.
Let them go play ball.
To quote Office Space, what exactly does he do?
Oh well, you know, you got to punch in and out.
What is he like?
You know, that's what he does.
They're going to see how he runs a practice. Yeah. Get out of here, dude! Yeah. You're not going to be around.
Hard guy Boylan.
Come in when there's nobody in the
hard
office.
Hard guy Boylan.
Come in when there's nobody in the office. Social distancing. Clean out your stuff and go.
I think.
Best of luck to you.
Listen, I think the moment the season is officially done, that's when he is removed. I think that's what I would assume it will take place.
I think Karnishevis and Mark Eversley are trying to be nice guys because they don't want to come off as bad people. They're waiting for they're waiting for the moment when they can have a face to face, and they will say to him, "Thank you for your service. Take your knife, pack up your knives, and go."
What is that a reference to?
Top Chef? Maybe. I don't know.
I watched Restaurant Impossible with Irvine. That dude's a boss.
I would swear if I was him, he'd be like, get them out of here. Like, whatever he yells, I don't know.
Let's hear from Mark Eversley, the new GM of the Chicago Bulls. What is his plan to get the Bulls organization back to winning?
One of my mottos is players first. I think you have to create a players first mentality. You know, we were the second youngest team in the NBA last year, and I really believe it starts with a foundation of player development. Through player development, you know, that's really when we can see what kind of players we have on our roster. You know, I was surprised to find that, you know, there was one player development coach on the staff. You know, as I was doing my research for this job, you know, that's a hell of a job for one person to take on. You know, it's going to be one of my tenets to try and figure out our player development system. You know, there's a lot of key areas within it, you know, skill development, physical development, mental enhancement. But with that, you need to hire people to help support that. So we're going to do, you know, a pretty diligent job in terms of looking for, you know, the proper staff to bring in here to work with our young guys. But player development is going to be a tremendous focus for this organization moving forward.
How about that, Mark Eversley? How about that, Bulls fans? They had one person on staff.
It just shows how behind...
One person on staff.
Look, I don't even think... And people will go to the, oh, well, Reinsdorf is cheap. He didn't want to spend the money. I don't even know if they know to have more than one guy. I saw your side. All of Twitch just saw your side eye.
Listen, man.
I don't think that's it. I don't think that they know or trust guys. I know that there are guys there in the front office that are looking over their shoulder no matter who was there. Whether it was an extra scout, whether it was whatever. There were guys in that front office that were worried that someone was going to say something and that would elevate them to another position or something like that. So maybe that was it. Maybe it was just saying, hey, what do we need more than one developmental guy? How many guys can one guy develop?
There's a reason why you and I on this show have brought up many times before that this organization has been run like a mom and pop shop.
Yeah.
And Apple and Amazon and all the different tech companies from Silicon Valley have moved into the NBA. Think about in the last 10 to 15 years specifically, all the new owners in the NBA are all billionaires. They're all guys who have made their money in Silicon Valley and in different financing roles mm-hmm. to then accrue billions of dollars, and then they buy teams, and then they pour their resources back into their teams because they are competitive and they want to win. Most notably, look at what took place in Golden State when they get the new ownership, and then they kind of pour everything into it. And of course, light years was the famous quote from Joel Lacob kind of saying that they're going to do everything in their power to be better than everyone else in the league. You can look at the same thing with the Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee Bucks were not this great franchise with a brand new sparkling arena and the best player in the world with Giannis Antetokounmpo when they had old ownership. New ownership comes in, spends money, gets new front office. That makes a difference. And we've gone to it time and time again. And the reason why I gave you an eye roll here in the studio that you could see on Twitch, watch us on Twitch right now, is because there's a reason why we've continued to go back to the mom and pop analogy with this team compared to the rest of the league in the last 15 years. Other teams, other organizations have poured resources into their basketball ops. The Bulls, until the last month, have not. So it's refreshing to hear Eversley say that, well, they're going to change that. it's not surprising to me hearing him say that he was surprised. Well, there was just one guy sitting there who's trying to do it all himself. Like, it's not surprising to me at all.
Run faster. Develop. Please.
My God. Eversley on the envision of his team playing both offensively and defensively. Here's Mark Eversley on the Bulls.
You know, I like teams that play fast. I like teams that share the ball. I put a heavy emphasis on basketball IQ. You know, simply put, we want players who play the right way, play for each other. You know, we want winners on the court at all times. That's something that's not going to be easily done or done overnight. I think it's going to be a process. It's going to take some time. And then defensively, you know, I like players who are versatile. I like players who can switch multiple positions. I believe in rim protection. I think you have to protect your rim, and that's not necessarily blocking shots. I believe in good positional sound defense. And, we want kids who are going to play hard and compete. You know, I think there's an element of toughness that, you know, I would love to see us, you know, really focus in on as we build out this roster. But those are just some of the types of things that I'd love to see, Bulls basketball evolve to.
So that's Mark Eversley speaking earlier today on teleconference. I'm Chris Bleck with Adam Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Let me ask you this question at 312-332-3776. If you were running things with Eversley and Arturas, what would you do next? What's the next move for the Chicago Bulls? Is it relieving Jim Boylan of his duties? Is it finding that new head coach? Is it trying to figure out what you're going to do with this roster, with Zach LaVine, with Lauri Markkanen, with Wendell Carter Jr.? Otto Porter, is he in the fold? He really hasn't played for this team ever since he's been here.
Yeah.
A lot of money sitting on the bench waiting to get healed. So what's your move? We'll talk to you at 312-332-3776 next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
We're talking Bulls with you at 312-332-3776. What is next for this team? Is it firing Boylan? Is it trying to figure out who to go after in free agency? Is it trying to assess the young players on this team? Give us your call at 312-332-3776. Nick and Gurney, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Nick?
Nick, hey!
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Good, man. What do you think?
Good. So the one thing that really strikes me about Arturas is, like, you guys played it earlier in the show. He said he was watching The Last Dance, and, like, why do I have to wait till tomorrow? So that right there just speaks to his kind of personality of, like, if he sees something he wants, he's going to go wet it. He's going to go get it. He doesn't want to wait around for other people on their schedule. If he wants something done, he's going to go get it. And back to your question from last segment, I'd build up like the scouting department and the developmental thing and then kick Boylan to the curb, because, I mean, you could kick Boylan to the curb now or you could do it in a month or whatever. Who cares? Boylan just needs to be gone. It doesn't really matter when he's gone. It's just he needs to be gone.
Appreciate the phone call, Nick. You know, and like I was saying, I think the reason Boylan is still here for the moment is because there is the possibility that some games may be completed here to finish out the regular season. Once that is eliminated and there is no more regular season 100%, then I think you would see the Bulls kind of move in quick fashion to remove Boylan from the gig.
I kind of want to see what it's like to have Boylan coaching for his job, to see what those last five games would look like.
No, you
like.
Don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I just want, like, he's trying all this weird stuff.
No.
Maybe he'll try to throw six guys out there.
He's not going to try anything weird.
You don't know.
He's going to be sweating on the sideline, pacing, screaming, but accomplishing nothing.
Well, him being there is accomplishing nothing.
Let's go to Nick on I-94. What's up, Nick?
What's up, fellas? How you doing tonight?
Good, man. What do you got?
Oh, man. Oh, geez. I'm just listening to you guys, and you guys are, you know, your content is really on point tonight. And, you know, I'm an avid NBA guy, you know, love the game. And the same thing keeps coming back to my head every time I think about it. There's only five guys on the court at one time. It is so critical that all five players on the court at a time can be productive and can make plays. And I feel that the draft in the NBA is so important. So I feel like the GM and our new president need to just basically do their due diligence. And they obviously are great basketball minds, and they have to just make the best possible calculation on our next draft pick this year. Because no free agent who's worth anything is going to want to come here right now because they don't know what the future holds. Is it going to get better, or is it going to be a step back for the first year or two? So I think the draft is the most important part to analyze. And then with respect to the next move, you know, I'm with Adam. Boylan should have been relieved of his duties during the season, and whoever the assistant coach was should have taken over and just rode out the season because we already knew nothing was going to happen. So I'm not even going to say that that should be the next move because that move should have already have been made. And that's why I feel the draft is really the next move.
That's a good call, Nick. And, you know, I didn't even think of that. That's a great point. You could fire Boylan today. Let whoever is on staff
just
take over.
I said that last segment.
I'd like to give credit to Nick on I-94, though.
Are you kidding me?
You get enough credit. I just want to say shout out to Nick there. That was a good point.
Let Tanaka coach the team.
Well, Tanaka. I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, why not? He could coach, sure.
He knows how many timeouts there are.
Is Benny the Bull around? Is he hanging out? What's he doing during quarantine?
I mean, look, what's better? Jim Boylan's coaching or Benny's popcorn tricks while coaching? He's sitting on the bench with a little suit on. No, I like that's what I'm saying. It'd be great. He's got his little suit on and he's got the popcorn. He spills it all over Otto Porter.
Is Otto Porter playing or is he injured again?
Maybe the popcorn heals him.
Let's go to James and Gurney. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, James?
Black and Abdallah. What's going on, fellas?
Not much, man. What's going on?
Real quick, man. I think AK's got relationships. I think a lot of these free agents moving forward is about relationships. So hopefully he has a lot of relationships and then some good contacts moving. But I think the assessment coming in is just, obviously we're not playing basketball right now. So you need to look at the tape. It seems like listening to AK.
They'll have a vision, right? It's nice to have a vision. It's some excitement finally having.
It feels like the Reinsdorfs are taking the reins off a little bit and getting rid of Garpak. So that's huge. They have an assessment of the last couple of years or however, and watching tape and deciding who may fit inside of here. And they're going to have to look at the contracts. But I just think it's making an assessment of the talent that you have and really putting together, having a vision of what you want and putting the players. It sounds easier said than done, but I got a lot of faith in both of these guys. And it just seems like by watching video and.
Matt. James, you go in and out. You have a good phone line and then you have a bad phone line. What's happening there?
He's like, guys, this is great.
James, you with us?
No, I was gone, bud. Still there?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, we're with you. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, James.
Let me back up a little bit. So I just think having AK Eversley, guys, is just going to come down to, besides the excitement and the fresh.
All right, James, we appreciate it. Let's go to Pat in Beverly. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Pat?
How you doing, guys?
We're great, man.
Really? Do you think Boylan's really the problem?
Yes.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Who else is the problem?
Okay, let's go back in this. Who signed Jabari Parker? Boylan?
No.
Who signed Otto Porter? Boylan?
Well, Otto Porter, they didn't know Otto Porter was going to be hurt.
Okay, but that doesn't fall on Boylan.
Yeah, he was traded for it, too.
Who signed Dwayne Wade? Boylan?
Yes.
Who signed Felicio? Boylan?
No. Have you seen Boylan coach? Is this Pat? Are you Jim Boylan?
No, I'm not.
Then you can't tell me watching basketball that Jim Boylan is a good coach and is getting the most out of Lauri Markkanen and getting the most out of Zach LaVine. You cannot tell me that. As someone who watches basketball, you can't tell me that.
I like Pat.
I think he's getting a lot out of Zach LaVine. I think Markkanen's got to look at himself. Okay?
Got to look at himself. Have you seen him call plays? Have you seen them out of timeouts? Have you seen the way Zach LaVine looks at him? The way that the players make fun of him to his face during games? He has no respect.
How many games have you ever coached?
Okay, how many games have you ever coached?
I've coached high school basketball for 7 years. I know what I'm talking about.
What about college or pro?
I'm not in coaching yet, but I got one up on you.
That's not
that dude, yeah, he does. He does that. He does. He has a one up on you, Abdallah. You have never coached high school.
If you were calling BS plays and didn't have any respect from your players, would they treat you like that?
You know what? Perception's not the reality.
Perception is reality.
No, it's not, because a kid that gets emotional in a game like that is not going to help you at all. They got to throw their passion into the game. They were down 22-3 to Oklahoma City, and two guys behind me were making fun. And next thing you know, they're down 1 point. That you're going to go through ebbs and flows in the league. I'm not saying he's the answer, but I don't think he's the problem.
Ebbs and flows. They're 22-43. Ebbs and flows. What flows?
They missed 576 games because of injuries. Okay, that's not Boylan's fault. That's players working at themselves in the offseason, too. Okay?
If they keep Boylan employed at the United Center, Pat, you're going to be the only one at games.
I might be the only one at games anyway, because I might keep the side door because no one else can get in.
Hey, Pat, let me ask you a question. So I like this. I like that you're going after Abdallah here. I think it's fantastic. He has never coached in high school either, so I think you have a valid point in this discussion. Let me ask you the question, though. So you think that Boylan is a good coach and will be able to take this team to the next level next season?
I think Boylan came into a quagmire because of Fred Hoiberg, who didn't push the guys at all. Okay? And he's not in a good spot, guys. But you know what? Very few coaches should be fired. The players got to look at themselves here. A lot of prima donnas. Marketing has not worked out well because that's a marketing guy. Adam, I respect you all, you know, to a high degree, but I'm just saying, I don't think Boylan's the primary problem. I think Mark Eversley addressed it today. Player development's a big problem.
No, I agree with you. Player development, but around the league, people have said around the league that they know Boylan's a joke and can't coach. This isn't coming from me. This is coming from people in the league.
But who in the league? Is there another writers?
From teams, from players, yeah. from
Give
insights,
us your
from
sources. Who are your sources?
I don't tell sources. Tell me your source. Tell me your source, Chris.
Tell me your source.
Pat's asking. Listen to Pat.
I'm asking for your source, Chris. Your source has told me things.
Yeah, they've told me things as well.
I gave you facts. I gave you facts about contracts. I gave you facts about fake missed games.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Right?
Do you think Zach LaVine's a number one on a team?
I don't know if they have a number one. That's a good question. I respect you for that, but I mean, I think Zach LaVine could be your alpha. It's just that he doesn't know how to turn himself on both ends. That falls a little bit on the coach. I'm not going to argue that, but he's an offensive player. Listen, Minnesota has not done a good job. They're as bad as Cleveland with the draft picks. They dogged on Wiggins too. Okay. The other thing is when you draft a young player like Coby White, they're not going to develop for 3 to 4 years because the maturity levels are different.
But he's not going to develop because Boylan wouldn't start him for the first 60 games.
Thank you for the call, Pat. We appreciate it, man.
That's coaching.
Well, I mean, listen. From what I gathered from that conversation is that you haven't coached in high school.
I have not.
So you're not an authority on the topic.
I barely participated in high school.
Hey, Pat, what do you think of the fact that Abdallah never played basketball to begin with?
I'm from Egypt, man. I didn't play basketball. I played soccer.
Pat hung up on you.
He hung up.
That was pretty good, though.
Yeah, I like Pat. I got nothing against Pat. That is called a quality, good-natured conversation.
Kind of
sounded basketball.
Sounded like Joe Cowley, no?
Who? Pat?
Didn't he?
Oh, a little.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
I'd like you to meet someone who's really special.
It's Black and Abdallah.
A real inspiration.
Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN _ Chicago.
Shout out to those watching us on Twitch tonight. ESPN 1000 Chicago. The chat and the Twitch feed is lit, as you would say.
I'm glad the Twitchers have my back. I'm glad the Twitchers have my back, you know?
Also, shout out to those calling the show at 312-332-3776, like Will in Plainfield. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Will?
What up? What up, guys?
What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Happy Friday night.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Thanks, man.
Hey,
what do you got?
Hey, Abdallah, guess what I'm doing right now?
I don't want to know. What are you
I'm
doing?
Putting
right now?
Gloves on to clean the bathroom, bro. You know, just learning from you.
You're putting some gloves on to clean the bathroom. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Good. You should do that before you clean. You should always wear gloves.
That's good.
I have to buy the knee pads, man. That's it, you know?
That's good. Yeah, you don't want to mess up those knees. How old are you, Will? How old are you?
35.
Yeah, man, you're my age. Those knees start to go quick.
Hey, man, I was here to cap today. I'm going off on Chris and stuff for being honest, man. He goes there every season, and he's a season ticket holder every Sunday. You know, just being honest, and that's what I like about Chris. It's just the fact that that's what old-timer does, man. It's I don't know. They don't understand. I mean, like, I hear cops, like, ask Chris, like, how was your day? And then Chris's like, oh, you know, I went to this coffee. And then Cappy's like, oh, yeah, I went to a coffee shop, too. And he completely cuts off Chris. And Cappy's just out of, man. He's just, I don't understand him sometimes, man. I'm a Bears fan, too. Soccer guy, you know, first, but I learned football.
I'm with you, Will. Hey, Will. Can you fill in the audience? Because in case they didn't hear Cap Show this morning, what was he saying about us?
He was saying that, because they're asking, like, he came out today saying, oh, positive, and oh, he's going all in. And I love Cap, you know, I think he's a good man, but he just completely threw you guys under the bus, saying that you guys are just negative guys. And Cap never goes to a football game. You guys, you have to plan the whole day to go to a Bears game on Sunday. And he just likes to sit on his couch and watch it. So who am I going to believe more, you or him? And he just puts you under the bus. And I used to listen to Cabo Live, and that just kind of like pisses me off because, you know, we need guys like you to tell us what's the real thing, you know, what's going on. And, you know, who's going to be more if the Bears are winning and doing everything that they have to do, you guys are going to be the first ones defending them nationally. Everywhere in Twitter, you're going to be like, yeah, the Bears are the best. What are you talking about? But, you know, there's nothing to defend here. And that's why I don't understand Cap, you know?
Yeah. So let me ask this question. So he was just talking about the Bears. That's how he started his show. And then he brought us up?
Yeah. He just brought you guys up. Wow. Like, just like all of a sudden, like, just
all right.
And you know what, though? What made me more like upset is that he said that you had the day off and you're working today.
Well, yeah, I did have the day off earlier. I wanted to host the show tonight, so I came
people,
in
for the people.
In. For the people. I did
people.
Have the day off, yes. That is true.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
I'm
with you on that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, oh, you know what? And that Greg's guy. The
yes.
Greg guy,
Greg,
man.
Greg Braggs.
Yes. Blue Braggs.
He's a
yeah.
backstabber, bro.
No. Come Braggs. On. Will.
Why do you say that, Will?
He said that, oh, yeah, you know, I like your positivity, Cap, and I know Chris and Abdallah does this and that, and I know you guys be hanging out with him, a soldier and everything, and then this
That's
guy
true.
Just
yeah.
goes off like that. I mean, come on, Braggs. I'm actually stop following him on Twitter.
Oh, don't do that. Well, Will, we appreciate the phone call.
Thank you, Will.
Good luck cleaning the rest of the bathroom the rest of the night.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate you always listening and call again, okay, man?
For sure, man. Hey, Abdallah, I'm using Aveeno after that, so my hands are soft.
Good. You got it. Listen, it's washing your hands a lot, using sanitizer a lot. It makes your hands real dry. You got to keep them nice.
All right, man. All right, boys. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you, Will. Appreciate the phone call. I'm glad he told us.
I'm glad, Will.
I was unaware that we were a top story today at 9 o'clock. Were you aware of this?
Well, here's what happens usually. Usually, I'm getting ready to come into work to produce for Waddle and Sylvie.
Sure.
And sometimes I listen to Cap, and sometimes I have other things going on.
Right.
Today was a day where I had other things going on.
Oh, did you? You had errands to run?
Well, I wasn't running errands, but like I had to call my dad. I checked in on my parents. I checked in on my dad. I checked in on my mom.
You didn't
my
call
mom
me?
Lives in, my mom lives in Florida. That's I knew fine. I was going to see you tonight.
Oh, that's all right.
My mom lives in Florida. My sister lives in Norway.
I'm doing the check-in, right?
So I didn't have... And then I open up Twitter, and my mentions are on fire.
Huh.
Because Cap says something about us. Because he says we are negative. We are haters.
Oh.
We are haters. And Will makes a good point. We do go to Soldier Fields. You have season tickets. Your family has had season tickets for many generations.
This is true,
They played at Wrigley Field.
And I am lucky enough to go with you to a handful of games every year. And I would say that just because we're not all sunshine and puppy dog kisses about the Bears does not make us non-Bears fans. You know, you put in your family's hard-earned money into season tickets every year. And I think that when we're critical, it's because we care.
Well, okay, let's talk this through, right? If Will could have been a planted call, which he wasn't, that couldn't have been perfect.
Yeah,
more perfect,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah,
Will,
yeah.
Are you a planted call?
No, Will's still there.
Are you
Will.
A planted call, Will?
Dude, I'm cleaning the mirror right now.
All right.
Will, did we tell you to call in or did you call in on your own?
Oh, man, I didn't even know that you guys had me. All right, no, you never, man. I mean, you know.
I love it. Thank
never,
you, Will.
Man.
Thanks,
thank you.
Will.
All right.
Thanks, Will.
Okay, so here's the deal, right? I was off this morning. My wife and I were, we planned a trip before the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
Where we were going to go to Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And to Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, beautiful.
It was going to be a five-day trip.
The
come back.
The squares are great. Great food.
Oh. So, obviously,
thanks for asking me for recommendations. I've been there a few times.
The trip got canceled, right?
But, you know, whatever.
So, the days were already off. I took the days off.
Took them anyway.
But I wanted to work the show.
Yeah.
I'm going to be here with Abdallah tonight. I'm going to be here on Sunday morning with Abdallah again.
It's 2 hours. It's light work.
To be honest, it's fun. I like doing this. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you.
So
with
I'm here,
me
right?
Or with just in general?
Yeah, with you. Yeah. Of course. With you. Right.
Ass.
So this morning, I know we had Will kind of explain what was going on, but I heard it.
Oh, you heard it?
Yeah, I heard the whole thing.
No, I know you heard it because you texted me.
And here's the thing. I called in twice, and Zerman and Cap wouldn't put me on the air.
Whoa.
So I called in twice,
wow.
And I sent out the receipts. You can see it. I made the calls. They wouldn't put me on the air.
Wow.
I don't know why we came up. Apparently, we are called haters, which we're just telling you like it is. And if you're a Bears fan, that's probably the way you want it.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't want a cheerleader telling me how to cheer.
Yo.
Well, that's just what it is. I don't need that. I'm a sports fan. I can consume the content. I can make my own. I can make my own decisions based on what I see and what I watch. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, listen. I heard it all. All right. Cool. I don't really have anything to say to it. I was reading a story about Ted Ginn Jr. We're going to talk about that here in this segment. Did you see the story in the papers down there about the Saints? How the teammates of Ted Ginn Jr. thought he was fantastic.
Yeah.
Great guy in the room.
Yeah.
Wonderful person in the room.
Yeah.
He's not with the Bears. I think that's a very good positive for the Chicago Bears.
I think it's fantastic.
Move.
I love the Jalen Johnson pick. Great pick. I hope he stays healthy. I hope he gets that shoulder stuff fixed. But ultimately, great pick, great value.
You know what's interesting, though?
Hmm.
For someone who's always talking about the room, right? Because Cap was talking about us.
Yeah, yeah.
He's obsessed with the room. Good guys in the room.
Mouthy. What did he call me?
Mouthy little boy. He called you last week.
Is that the B word he used?
Yeah. Is that necessarily good for the room?
Hmm.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Back in 2 minutes.